Penguin Random House Audio presents The Boy Toy by Nicola Marsh. Read for you by Shiloh Gray and Nathaniel Black. For Martin. Heads up, babe. Being 6 weeks younger than me does not make you a boy toy, no matter how much you think you are. Chapter 1. Samira jiggled her key in the lock the same way she'd done over 20 years ago when she came home from school. It felt strange to let herself into her childhood home in Dandenong, the heart of Melbourne's southeast ethnic hub, especially after having lived in California for so long. But her mum never heard when anybody knocked. Cushy would be in the kitchen with the stove exhaust fan on full blast to absorb the cooking smells, while watching Hindi news on high volume or listening to jangling Bhangra music. The ancient lock finally clicked, and she turned the key and knob simultaneously, bracing for the inevitable. Her mother may not have seen her for 5 years, but Cushy would pretend like nothing had happened, and the first order of business would be finding her another husband candidate. Despite being partially responsible for Samira fleeing her home city a decade ago after her mum's first choice turned out to be a lying, cheating sleaze. During their frequent phone calls, she didn't have the heart to tell Cushy to leave her alone. The few times she'd been firm with her mum over the years resulted in crying jags that went on forever, or guilt trips, insisting Cushy would be dead before she held a grandchild.